Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Generation gaps are nothing new, but those who were born and raised during the age of the internet may represent one of the most significant different generations than those who came before them. To talk about what that means in the workplace and how the pre- and post-internet generations are finding ways to relate, I'm joined by Michelle Manafee, editor of the new book, Dancing with Digital Natives, Staying in Step with a Generation That's Transforming the Way Business is Done. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
You know, it seems that those of us that grew up before the internet can't help but see today's youngsters, their heads buried in their phones, always plugged into Facebook, spending hours playing video games. Does this result in employees that tend to be just as distracted in the workplace?
You know, I think that the distraction is only one of the things people worry about. I think another one is that this is a generation with absolutely no social skills whatsoever. But, you know, the fact is they aren't distracted so much as time shifting and using their time a little bit differently than previous generations. And, you know, like all young people, they still need to be taught how to behave appropriately on the job. I mean, there was a time when employers wanted to ban the use of telephones at work because, you know, if you had a phone on every desk, all people would do is chat on the phone all day. So
what kind of a challenge does a manager face when as someone who's grown up with technology and is essentially using it almost all the time comes into a workplace? Is there any kind of a unique challenge that he's faced, the manager has faced or she is faced with?
Well, I think that in terms of managing the digital native, you know, as many as 50% of organizations ban or restrict the use of social media at the office. And I think with the digital native, what that does is it demonstrates to them not only that you don't understand the way in which they will, say, take a break by using social media instead of going to a break room or chatting with a coworker, but it also demonstrates to them that perhaps your organization isn't one that grasps social media at all and might not be a successful one in the future.
Yeah, a recent survey of managers found that they actually prefer an employee with a higher emotional intelligence than IQ necessarily. So when you say that this internet generation, this young generation, they don't have very well-developed social skills, that sounds like that could be a major problem. How would you describe their ability to interact in the office?
Well, I certainly wouldn't. I would not assert that they have poorly developed social skills. I think that their social skills are significantly different from those in previous generations. The fact is, people with bad social skills, I've worked with a lot of them myself of all ages, so I think social ineptitude, not new to this generation. However, you know, the new way in which they are more likely to communicate, say, via text than by talking on a phone, you know, that's one that managers are definitely going to struggle with. But one of the places where you're going to see this generation come in handy in terms of the way that they use socially mediated technologies, the way that they can interact socially in these digital contexts, is when you're in an organization that's trying to develop an online community or engage with your customers via Twitter or some other social, you know, social component using real-time chat for customer service, for example. I mean, these younger employees are going to be a lot more adept at it because the fact is it's not that they aren't social, it's that their social interactions take place digitally.
So are there points and types of interactions where there really seems to be a real conflict or where wires get crossed when this younger generation is interacting with folks that are older in the workplace?
Well, you know what? I think one of the biggest problems for employers will actually be assuming that these kids know more than they do. For example, you know, just because everybody comes into an office knowing how to use a telephone doesn't mean they know how to use a telephone in a professional context. Just because everybody knows how to pull up a Google search engine and type in a keyword doesn't mean they know how to find and evaluate information effectively to make a business decision. I think, you know, one of the biggest, mistakes, errors that a manager can make is to assume that because they are digitally savvy and comfortable with these tools, that they actually then just naturally have the knowledge and how to use them appropriately to reach, you know, any given set of business objectives.
Are young people today in any way more evolved, or have they garnered any wisdom through growing up in this with this technology as compared to those of us who missed out on that?
You know, kids are kids. They're gonna be young. They're gonna use any tool you give them inappropriately. I mean, I feel confident cavemen were struggling with youngsters using a club inappropriately as well. I mean, when you look at some of the unfortunate choices young people make with, say, oversharing on the internet or making YouTube videos of what should have been personal activities or private things, you see that youth always lacks certain judgment skills, and unfortunately, when we look at, you know, the digital technologies, it allows, unfortunately, for some of those mistakes to be a little bit widely projected. I mean, they're just, you know, this is, in terms of maturity, no, definitely not more mature than any previous generation, at least not in the research I'm seeing.
And would you say that these technically savvy young people have any kind of sense of self-entitlement that those in the older generation may not have and may not respect?
You know, I don't see that with this generation. What I do see, however, is an incredible entrepreneurial sense, a sense of confidence that allows them to go out even in this dismal economy and say, wow, you know, anybody can start a blog and make a few dollars off it. Oh, I can come up with an idea and launch a business. I mean, many of the examples we give in the book Dancing with Digital Natives, you know, a lot are from older, more experienced companies that really kind of get this generation, but many are from digital native entrepreneurs themselves. I mean, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, digital native, founder of Quirky, digital native. You know, there's a lot of them out there, and they have a confidence that I'll tell you I didn't have. I got out of college and looked for a job. This generation gets out of college. There are no jobs, but they fearlessly start their own companies, do their own thing online.
Finally, those of us that are not digital natives, are we in any kind of real and undeniable disadvantage in the workplace as compared to those that are?
Well, I think there's a group of us that are referred to as digital immigrants who adopt these technologies and really love them, embrace them, and are generally pretty savvy with them. I think the risk is not to recognize the differences and understand the ways in which you can constructively channel them to, you know, get what you need out of these young employees, help them as students, and certainly get the most out of them as your customers.
Michelle Manafee, editor of the new book Dancing with Digital Natives, Staying in Step with the Generation That's Transforming the Way Business is Done. Thank you very much for joining me, Michelle.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.